Welcome back to another episode of Coop's Hot Corner, presented by the Dad Pod Sports Podcast. I'm your buddy Coop, and first and foremost, before we get started, I want to say I apologize for getting this out a little later than normal. My entire family got sick this week, so it was a little hectic. I normally try to record on Thursday night and put it out either Thursday night or Friday morning. Just could not get that done this week. If you have young kids, you know it's a tall ask. So I apologize. I'm getting this out a day late. So bear with me. Still a dad, guys. Let's jump into it this week. I want to talk about something near and dear to my heart. Trevor Bauer. Why is Trevor Bauer near and dear to your heart? Well, because Trevor Bauer really disrespected and hurt Mets fans a couple years ago. So I feel this is... To be fair, I feel a lot of things have came downhill and not totally justifiably this way, but a little bit of karma. It's weird. Like, I didn't want him to do well, but a lot of stuff came down on him, which I kind of feel from the one. But anyway, he is going to be pitching versus the Hudson minor leaguers on a pay-to-play travel team. And I think this is truly his last chance to show what he has. If he doesn't do well, I don't think anyone takes a look at him for Major League ever. I think he's blacklisted. I think already he's blacklisted. But this will be the nail in the coffins, which would be kind of poetic justice, if you will, for the Dodgers to do it. For them to say, yeah, we were right to cut you. And this is why we're going to put you down with our minor leaguers. So we will see what's happening. Again, this report came out about 4 hours ago. So, So we will see. But let's talk about noticeable free agents out there still. Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, and JD Martinez. Since I've started doing these individual podcasts, I've been saying these names over and over, and their agent, Scott Boras, still has not got these guys signed. Yikes. And he is a big-name agent, and he always seems to get the money for his players, but I think teams are kind of privy to it now that, you know what, the longer we hold out, the less you're going to take. We're not going to be hijacked by, you know, this elite talent when both the guys have very, very high ceilings with Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery. But they are still a gamble. So you're not going to cause highway robbery and make a team pay out the nose for a potential bust. And the longer you hold out, the more willing you are to take a lower contract. And that being said, I am absolutely a player advocate. I think you play this game for such a short window. Make as much money as you can while you do it, while you enjoy yourself playing. Don't be like Anthony Rendon, make the money and just be like, oh, well, you know, I cracked my nail today and I don't feel like playing for the next 4 weeks. So that's my take. But it's kind of funny because I want to tie Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery into what I said I was going to talk about last week into this week with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I had to do a lot of research on the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's one of those, I've always kind of liked them. They've always been another National League team that I've cheered for, just because my cousins are from there. You know, I hate Philadelphia, and they don't get along with Philadelphia at all, the in-state rivalry. So I've always kind of liked the Pirates, but I've never had a reason to really cheer for them. And to be fair, Pittsburgh fans haven't had a reason to cheer for them. I mean, Pittsburgh, to me, is one of those great sports cities. Like Chicago, to me, is a great sports city. New York, Boston, I think they're all great sports cities where teams are really all in on the team, especially like Boston. So say what you want. If you don't like Boston, that's fine. Even Philly, you know, they're all in on their teams. Pittsburgh is all in on the Steelers. They're all in on the Penguins. Why are they not all in on the Pirates? I mean, they all have the same color scheme, black and yellow. But they're not in it. They're just mediocre at best. I mean, so the Steelers, but it's one of those, you could see that they're actually trying to put a product out with the Steelers. Like, they're constantly trying to make moves. Whereas the Pirates haven't been relevant, really, since 2015. And that team was a very good team. Let me pull up who was on that team just to tell you. Yeah, so that team in 2015, you had Andrew McCutchen, Gerrit Cole, Starling Marte, AJ Burnett, Charlie Morton. I mean, it's a great team. In 2015, you had a great team. You never doubled down on it. You never invested in that team. You never put any talent around it. Pedro Alvarez led the team with 27 homers. He was non-tendered. 2016, they lost 20 games more the next season because they never built up around them. They just let it walk. Or they traded. Like, why is that? Well, really, it comes down to ownership. It's Bob Nutting. I say it comes down to ownership, and people say, like, well, you know, it's very easy for you to say this, Coop. You know, you got Steve Cohen, he's the richest owner in Major League Baseball. Bob Nutting is worth $1.1 billion. Okay, so don't tell me that he doesn't have the money to do it. He is worth $8 billion, over $8 billion. And it's not like he's taking all that money straight out of his personal savings account and putting them in the scene. They have internal revenue coming in. And the revenue, as of 2022, was the most recent that I could find. Their internal revenue was over $262 million. Good chunk of change coming in. I mean, that includes, you know, $60 million just in local media deal. I mean, you can't say the money's not there. I mean, money's coming in. But you have the second lowest payroll in all of baseball. $67.6 million. Who are you beating? Any guesses? You only really need one. It's Oakland A's. And that team is in shambles. The fan base is in shambles. The ownership is in shambles. I mean, to say that you're better than Oakland doesn't really mean much. Their payroll is $45 million. And you're 67.6, so you're just like, oh, well, we're over, you know, $20 million more. That's great, but the luxury tax is $230 million. So, like, you triple your team, and you're still under that. So you've not really built anything around that. You haven't really invested in big names to come in. Which I guess is not fair to say because you do have some all-stars on that team. Most notably, you have O'Neal Cruz and you have Andrew McCutchen. I think Andrew McCutchen really wanted to come back more for love for his home team. He's been with them for 10 years. Well, 10 total now. I mean, he spent some time with Phillies, Yankees. I think he did a stint with the Brewers. But yeah, he wanted to come home. I think it was last year he came home. But the big name you got, truly, is O'Neal Cruz. And he was missing all of last year. I mean, he can put up some huge, huge numbers for you if he's healthy. So, and it seems like everything is pointing to him being healthy. Anyway, I say all this. I will be the first to say I don't take a lot of stock in spring training. In spring training ball, it's just that. It's just practice. But with spring training, I can see right now, they do have a lot more pop than they did last year. With Keith Ryan Hayes, you got, again, like I said, O'Neal Cruz. You have Jack Sawinski, Edward Alvarez. I think that was a solid pickup that they had with him. It will be determined, but I think that could end up being beneficial to them. But the biggest pickup that they had this offseason was Aroldis Chapman. Why is that big pickup? Well, he's not coming in as closer role. He's more set up, and he can even be 7th or 8th reads, 7th or 8th man relief with Colin Holderman. Closing out, I don't care what you say, it's going to be Bednar. He is there closer. He is day to day right now, but he will be back by opening day. I'm almost positive. But that's 7, 8, 9. That's pretty lethal, guys. And you look at the rest of their bullpen, guys. I think they have a top 10 bullpen in baseball right now. Not even National League. I think they have a top 10 bullpen in all of baseball. So I say all this where, you know, you got Yasmani Grandal, O'Neal Cruz, Key Brian Hayes. You got a solid bullpen. So where do you think the fault is? Starting pitching. You got Mitch Keller, and after that, kind of a fall off. Mitch Keller just raced. Martin Perez, you got to hope that he has a 2022 season. Just kind of phased out. I think Luis Ortiz was injured in 2023, or Martin Perez just needs a bounce back year desperately. Your fourth guy is Marco Gonzalez, and your fifth is Bailey Falter. Who exactly? This is where I think, you know, a name like Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell could come in handy, I think, and boost your team up a little bit. And the Cards are projected to be, I think the over-under was 74.5. If they can get some helpful pitching in there, I'd take the over on this team. I think they can do some damage. They're expected to be at the bottom of the division, but this division is wide open. As much as, you know, people say, oh, it's the Cardinals division to lose. You said the last year, too, and they were the bottom of the division. I think if you make one really big move for one of these starting pitchers, that'd be great. I think it'd be huge, hugely beneficial to you. But on the same token, it's Bob Nutting, and he's cheap. And I think he's looking for relief from the prospects to come up. Now, the two pitching prospects that you have coming up, one is Paul Skines, and I think he is elite. I think he's going to be a name that you're going to have to remember and recognize. He was number one overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft. I believe he came out of LSU. He throws gas, upper 90s fastball, and one of the best sliders in the minors right now. I think they're going to keep him down because I think they want to have him have a third pitch. Now, can you get away with two pitches? Yes, ex Jacob DeGrom, when he's not injured. I think that third pitch just gives you another tool for the toolbox. That being said, can he come up this year? Absolutely. I think Jared Jones comes up before him, though. I will say he probably will make his debut, let's say, I'm going to say June. Jared Jones will get called up. And again, I want Paul to get called up. I want Skines to get called up. I think he will be huge for the Pirates. But I think what would also be huge for the Pirates is Bob Nutting to open up the wallet and spend a little bit on his team and prove that you actually give a damn about the team that you own. That's one thing that kills me with ownership is you have a responsibility to your team and to the fan base is to prove it out an actual worthy team and not bitch and moan and complain that, oh, well, the fans aren't showing up and this and that. And, you know, I'm comfortable because we're still making money. This is just a business. But it's not just a business to the fan base. And you should have known that when you took this over. Like, this is not a hedge fund. You know, this is something that people care about and invest in and love. I mean, there are countless podcasts. People watch games together. I mean, people tune in to watch teams. People aren't tuning in to see the revenue of McDonald's, you know? There is a love for this game, still. But I do want to give a shout-out before I forget. I had to do a lot of research on the Pirates. Like I said, I am not a huge Pirates fan. I always cheered for them. But a lot of my research, you know, obviously Bleacher Report, ESPN, but Locked On Pirates podcast, Ethan Smith, I think he's based out of Savannah, Georgia, actually, funny enough, because he is an upskipping jump from where I am right now. I want to give him a huge shout out for a lot of great contacts. So look him up on Locked In Podcast, and it's the Pirates Podcast. Guys, thanks for tuning in this week. I really do appreciate you guys listening. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, any constructive criticism you can give me. Make sure it's constructive, not just you suck. Constructive, I want to do the best that I can for you. I love to put out content. I love to talk baseball. If you want to talk baseball, let's talk baseball. Make sure you tune into our main podcast, Dadbot Sports Podcast. We will be releasing one, I believe, in about 2 weeks. Make sure you follow us there. And guys, I'll see you next week. Thanks again.